So as I'm laying here in bed at 4:04 in the morning, when I have to wake up in 2 hours, I was thinking about the idea of being and falling in love versus being in a loving relationship, and how being and falling in love can be such a one-way street, and when you're in a relationship with someone that you care about, you know that is usually the first step. But when you get to the point when you realize that you're not in a loving relationship, when it's not a two-way thing, that's when there are problems. And I was thinking back to a guy I was seeing. I can't even say we dated, because in his eyes we didn't date, and in my eyes we did. So, you know, red flag already. Anyhoosers, it was like a 2-month thing, and I was like, for me it was very real. But from the very beginning, I knew that it wasn't going to last. I don't know why, I just knew it wasn't going to. And so, though I felt fast and hard for this person, it wasn't a loving relationship, because I was always on eggshells about certain things. And I really didn't realize this until literally just now, about like, if I do this, you will leave me. If I do this, you will leave me. I'm afraid to show my love because it will scare you, and things like that. And like, though I was in love, it was very obviously not a loving relationship. And so I think if you are with someone, and even if you love them, if you are both not contributing, obviously you should get out. And everyone says, like, that's not a new profound thinking, but just look at it. Is it a loving relationship, or are you just in love? There's a difference. And this is why unbalanced and unhealthy relationships happen, because you are in love and the other person's not. And, or, you know, even if, you know, look at it with your friends. Both of you care about each other, and are you treating each other respect? Is it a mutual loving friendship, or is it a one-sided, lopsided friendship? And I have been on both, and I have had friends who care deeply about me, and I've had friends where it's more superficial. And it's nothing bad about having superficial friends, you know, but it's like, is there meaning behind this? Is it mutual? And it's so important to be able to know that a mutual interest exists, because if not, you're literally wasting your time. I don't want to say that, because I am all about expressing your love to anyone and everyone, because love is, you know, it's so profound, and it can change someone's life. And I'm talking about like all kinds of love, not just romantically loving someone. And but when are you going to look at it and go, oh, this is not benefiting me? Yes. Okay. I will stop talking about that. But I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Well, you know, have you been in that position where you are the one only loving? And sometimes, you know, there's nothing wrong with an unbalanced relationship. Like, you just can't. It just doesn't work sometimes, you know. You can't get mad at someone for not liking you. You can't get mad at someone for not loving you, honestly. Like, you really can't. You can't. If someone doesn't like you, if your chemistry doesn't match, if just it doesn't click, it doesn't click. But it's when you keep grasping for that, and you know it's not going to happen, when you know it's not going to change. If someone doesn't want to commit to you, like, they have this mindset, and I believe that that's, you're rarely going to change that. People think you can change it, but you can't change anything, that only that person can change it. And so, like I said, it's not just because you love someone and they don't love you, like, that doesn't give you an excuse to get mad at that person for not loving you, because that happens all the time. You are on one end of loving someone and someone doesn't love you, but on another time you don't love someone and they do love you. And again, I'm talking about not just like romantic love, like all kinds of love, or, you know, if you like someone and they like you, don't like you, and things like that. I've learned that it's just absolutely, a loving relationship is, for me, is so rare to find, because in my opinion, it's so rare for two people to be so in sync with each other. You know, I've met so many people in my life, and there are a handful of people that you, like, create a loving relationship. Some people you don't connect with. Some people it's you feel for them, they don't feel for you, and vice versa. And so for someone to, like, truly be in a loving, caring, respecting relationship with you is so beautiful and so amazing when you really think about it. When there are 7, almost 8 billion people in the world, like, wow. You know, the amount of people that you'll actually create a beautiful relationship with is profound. And it goes beyond time and space. It's not like, I've learned this, like, time cannot define love and space cannot define love. And, you know, sometimes you meet someone and you instantly, you just click. And other times it takes more time to develop. And some friendships can last. My best friend's in California, and, you know, she's been my best friend since high school, and we've seen each other, like, not very much, but she's still my best friend. And whether that's because I haven't met that many friends in college, or it's just because we just have a strong bond with one another, I couldn't tell you. But yeah, okay, well, oh man, I've been talking for 7 minutes. I don't like talking for a long time, so realizing and having myself timed and thinking that you have listened to me for 7.5 minutes is, wow. Well, okay, I will not make you, I don't want to be negative to myself and say I made you suffer by listening to me, because A, it's your choice to listen to me, and B, it's my choice to talk. So again, this is a mutual thing. This is why I'm doing this, because it's all about loving yourself. The core of everything is to love yourself. And if you can't love yourself, then things will be difficult. But I like keeping one topic at a time. So this one was about being in love versus a loving relationship. Bye!